This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the WAVES summit has highlighted India's creative strengths on a global platform. He said that today India is emerging as a global hub for film production, digital content, gaming, fashion, music and live concerts. He said this after inaugurating the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit WAVES 2025 at the Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai. He noted that the global animation market has vast potential and currently valued at over $430 billion, projected to double in the next decade.
Aaj Bharat film production, digital content, gaming, fashion aur music ka global hub ban raha hai. लाइव कंसर्ट से जुड़ी इंडस्ट्री के लिए अनेक संभावनाएं हमारे सामने हैं। आज ग्लोबल एनिमेशन मार्केट का साइज 430 बिलियन डॉलर से ज्यादा का है।
मिस्टर मोदी अर्ज्ड स्टेकहोल्डर्स टू लेवरेज दिस एक्सपेंशन फॉर ग्रेटर इंटरनेशनल रीच। ही सेड दैट वेव्स इज नॉट मेरली एन एक्रोनिम but a wave representing culture, creativity and universal connectivity. Emphasizing the immense potential of India's creative economy, Mr. Modi stated that in the coming years, its contribution to the country's GDP is set to increase significantly. The Prime Minister said that WAVES is attracting global attention as artists, innovators, investors and policymakers from over 100 countries have gathered under one roof. He lauded the WAVES Bazaar initiative, saying that it will encourage innovators and creators. Mr. Modi said that Indian films are now reaching every corner of the world and today Indian films are released in more than 100 countries. Mr. Modi added that this is the right time to create in India and create for the world. He appealed to investors to invest in people, not just in platforms. U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth spoke to Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and expressed his deepest sympathies for the tragic loss of lives in the terror attack at Pahalgam. Mr. Hegseth said that the United States stands in solidarity with India and supports its right to defend itself. He reiterated the strong support of the U.S. for India's fight against terrorism. During the conversation, Mr. Singh told the Defense Secretary that Pakistan has a history of supporting, training and funding terrorist organizations. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has appointed BJP MP Sanjay Jaiswal as the chairperson of the Committee on Estimates for 2025-26. Mr. Birla constituted the 30-member committee with effect from 1st May 2025 for the term ending on 30th of April next year. The committee comprises of Lok Sabha MPs, including P.P. Chaudhary and Rajiv Pratap Rudi from BJP, Kumari Selja and Dipender Singh Hooda from Congress, Avdhesh Prasad from SP, TMC's Kalyan Banerjee, DMK's Dayanidhi Maran and Arvind Sawant from Shiv Sena UBD as members. Mr. Birla has also appointed BJP MP Bejayant Panda as the chairperson of the Committee on Public Undertakings for 2025-26. The 22-member committee, there are 15 members from Lok Sabha and 7 members from the Rajya Sabha. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that people from Gujarat and Maharashtra have made significant contributions in every sector to ensure the progress and development of the nation. He stressed that legendary personalities from both states, including Veer Savarkar, Mahatma Gandhi, Jyotiba Phule and Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, have sacrificed their lives for the betterment of the country. Mr. Shah made these remarks while addressing an event organized to celebrate the Foundation Day of Gujarat and Maharashtra in New Delhi. Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, Delhi LG V.K. Saxena, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, and ministers from the Gujarat and Maharashtra governments were also present at the event. Indian Railways has announced a nationwide competition to design new digital clocks, which are to be installed across all railway stations in the country. This competition aims to standardize the digital clocks used on platforms and stations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.